And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So every 50 episodes or so, a little late on this one due to life, I like to dip into the woo, and before my departure out to the east, I wanted to talk about doppelgangers. I had this kind of planned out, rough sketch, but no research, just an idea. Figure coming from Twin Peaks, Washington, it was very fitting. Wanted to, again, explore the idea, but life just got crazy. And now that I'm back on this bicycle, back here behind this microphone, figure it's worth a shot. Dip my toes in, see how it sounds, see what's worth exploring. A doppelganger. What is a doppelganger? Mythical creature, mythical being. It's an embodiment, at least through the Twin Peaks universe, of a spirit of usually a do-bad entity that takes over another individual and does horrible things. Maybe just merely mischievous. Sometimes, however, those doppelgangers take the place of an actual individual. They're not the exact same person, they just have the exact same physical characteristics. But are doppelgangers always bad? I don't know. I can't say that I've ever met a doppelganger, but I've run into my fair share of people who uncannily look very similar to people I've met before. One of those feelings where you meet someone for the first time and you look at them and you go, have I met you before? Now, the first time I ever had that feeling of have I met someone before, I think it was the fourth grade in the auditorium for welcome to school situation. Look over and there's someone there that it's my first time in the school to keep in mind. But I look over and I'm like, do I know you? No possible way we've met before. But he goes, no, I recognize you. He had always been in that general town. I was new to the town. So again, no way to say that we've met before. But we ended up being good friends for the period of time that I was at that school, that general area. Obviously didn't think much of it, being in fourth grade. And I'm sure throughout the years I've had other similar situations. I know I've had people tell me I look like someone that they know. It just kind of passes by. But a couple years ago, the boyfriend of someone that I knew, very uncannily, I know I'd never met this individual, but it was weird. Weird that we both seemed to know each other. Guaranteed never had met before. And that was short-lived. The person that I knew only dated them for a couple months. And then that individual went off into wherever, the ether, disappeared. Couple weeks ago, out here, me, fresh to the area, go to a shindig, a get-together, small little group barbecue. And again, that uncanny situation. I think there were maybe 15, maybe 20 people there. And I felt like I had met, talked to, been longtime friends with about 5 or 6 different people there. Very weird in that connection. And part of this makes me think of archetypes. There's a certain kind of individual that becomes employed in doing a certain type of job. The musicians that I met just a couple weeks ago, there's a certain style of personality that should come with that, and I'm not complaining. It makes them exactly who they are, lets them create the art that they're able to create. And if you meet certain individuals of a certain ilk, there's a good chance that they'll do certain things. They'll act a certain way. Not everybody's a carpenter. Not everybody's a bricklaying mason. Not everybody's a banker. Not everybody's a trash man. It all takes a certain type of individual. And so as I meet all these individuals, all these people, I sit there and go, have I met these people? Or are they merely archetypes? Individuals that I've come across personality-wise. But there's been a handful of people around here lately which look uncannily like people that I knew in the Pacific Northwest, in the Twin Peaks region. And I wonder who might be the doppelganger. Is it the people out west, or is it the people here in the east? Who is mimicking who? I can't tell. Just a mere mortal, exploring and questioning the universe. But the other week, not the other week, just the other day, actually, I went out on the town, trying to explore, trying to see what there is to see. I really have no problem being a hermit. Oh, and while I think about home life, my neighbor very much reminds me of a stand-up comedian. I know there's absolutely no relation with the way he talks and the way he looks. Haven't known him long enough to see how he acts, but it looks like the stand-up comedian John Reap. Again, one of those uncanny situations. But again, I went out on the town, attempting to explore, see what there is to see. Going downtown to the big city. Very awkward for me, seeing as I've avoided the cities most of the time out west. And still a city out here in the east. Two different societies, essentially living right next door to each other. Checking out a handful of different bars. Seeing what kind of clientele is there. There's definitely a clientele that shows up downtown. And then there's a clientele that shows up elsewhere. And it's that final bar that I stopped by, that I looked at, wondering what all is out here available to be seen. And I'm at that final bar, that different group of people, sitting there drinking my Yingling. And the bartender looks at me and says, have you been in here before? Do I know you? And I say, no. No, it's merely my first time. I'm out here exploring. Hung out for a little bit longer. And like, you sure you know, do I know your relative? Know your dad? No, it's been a couple years since he's been out here. Don't think so. And as I sit here pondering this archetypical or archetypes when doppelgangers, reflecting on that question, I wonder who's my doppelganger? Who was out here before me, before I showed up? Can an individual and a doppelganger exist in the same place at the same time? Or when they meet, does the space-time continuum collapse upon itself, bringing everything into a black hole? Or does one just merely disappear? Who knows? Kind of a question. Funkiness. Are doppelgangers real? I don't know. But again, I've met quite a few people that really, really, really resemble some other people that I've met in my past. Have I met them before? Is this universes crossing over? Is this spiritual entities taking over? Is this the holographical universe bleeding through, creating images? Not too sure, but it's all a mind exercise, something that is out there to make us think, question, get those gears turning, and wonder if we've actually met these people, or, again, the woo is slipping through. But I've been Billy Bones, BILLYBON, the number 3S. And you find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on the Fediverse on Mastodon at Billy Bones at noagendasocial.com. Go there, say hey, help me boost the show, boost the toot, retweet the tweet. Let everybody know this show is happening. But if 140 characters isn't enough for you, that's okay. You're in luck. I have an email, billybones@mail, not gmail, billybones.com. That's too hard to remember that. You go to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. And there you can, again, find the links to the email. Get easy contact. There's links to past episodes and show notes. Not too many for today. And this is a value for value production. If you found value out of this episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else can get that talking point. But if you found that this show was worth a cup of coffee, maybe a glass of beer, fantastic. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com. You scroll all the way down. You click that value for value button. Take you to PayPal. You can chip in. You can donate. You can support the show in any way that you see fit, any dollar amount, or even Satoshi-wise. But thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.